When creating custom brands and web designs for our clients at With Grace and Gold, an engaging, conversion-driven WordPress blog has always been included in our design process. Since our business was founded in 2014, blogging has been central to our weekly business operations. Not only do we value having a dedicated space for sharing our expertise and connecting with our prospective clients and customers, but we also know how impactful blogging can be when it comes to search engine optimization and converting visitors to confidently paying clients. Today, our blog is a primary source of visits to our website, and it effectively guides our prospective clients toward confidently choosing our business. Our goal is to equip our clients with the very same, an engaging, detailed, and conversion-driven blog they can confidently know is working effectively on behalf of their business. Today, we're excited to share key ways blogging can grow your business, as well as our professional recommendations for getting started. Welcome to the Brand It, Build It podcast, a podcast created by Kelly and Andra, co-founders of With Grace and Gold, an award-winning brand and web design business equipping thousands of small business owners to expand their reach and their revenue through professional brand and web design. Through weekly 10-minute episodes, the Brand It, Build It podcast helps you to boost brand awareness and build a successful business, one clear, succinct, and actionable episode at a time.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to episode 200 of the Brand It, Build It podcast, Will Blogging Grow My Business? I'm your host, Kelly Zuge, and today I'm excited to share why adding a blog to your website can be a beneficial business decision and how to seamlessly produce blog content to achieve your business goals. First, how can blogging create a meaningful difference for your business? Here are four ways. First, blogging creates a space where you can showcase your expertise. A blog allows you to establish yourself as a thought leader in your industry. Whether you're a photographer, planner, floral designer, web designer, or other business, a blog provides a platform for you to share valuable insights, tips, and advice for your audience. Doing so positions you as an expert in your field, something your prospective clients and customers are actively seeking when choosing a business to pursue. Next, blogging improves search engine optimization. A blog can help drive traffic to your website and improve your search engine rankings. By regularly publishing high-quality, relevant content, you can attract more visitors to your website and increase your visibility online. This, in turn, can lead to more leads, clients, and opportunities for your business. Third, blogging equips you to engage with your audience. Beyond establishing authority and driving traffic, blogging offers several other benefits for small businesses. One major advantage is the opportunity to engage with your audience on a deeper level. Unlike social media posts or email newsletters, your blog posts allow you to dive into topics in greater detail and provide valuable information that your audience can refer back to. And lastly, versatility for your marketing strategy. Another benefit of blogging is its versatility. Blog content can be repurposed and shared across various platforms, extending its reach and maximizing its impact. From social media posts to email newsletters and even guest blogging opportunities, the possibilities for repurposing blog content are endless. So, how can you jumpstart your blogging journey and curate a blog your prospective clients and customers will connect with and value? Once your engaging blog design has been created, first, determine your target audience. Determine the topics they're interested in learning more about, and this will help you to create content that resonates with your audience and provides value to them. Next, brainstorm categories and topics. One easy way to do so is to think about the commonly asked questions you receive about your services or products. It's likely other prospective clients have the same questions too, and they're even searching on search engines for answers to such questions. Can you create a robust blog post answering each commonly asked question? Doing so will not only help you to create content your readers will value, but it will also be extremely beneficial for search engine optimization. Third, share your past work too. In addition to educational blog content, consider using your blog as a space for sharing and showcasing your past work. Compose a 300-word minimum blog post about a recent client you served, and share a collection of your best work within the post. Though such content may also be found in your portfolio, sharing past work on your blog is another key way you can engage your audience. Fourth, create an editorial calendar. Get organized and determine how many blog posts you'll publish per week. Perhaps you'll rotate among the different categories you've created. Perhaps you'll share about one client per week and one educational topic per week. Creating an editorial calendar equips you to create content in a consistent manner, something that will be beneficial for your long-term success and growth. And lastly, use the Yoast SEO plugin. The Yoast SEO plugin on WordPress will equip you to compose each blog post with search engine optimization in mind. With point-by-point recommendations, Yoast SEO will equip you for success. Once your blog content creation is underway, how can you leverage your blog content to facilitate long-term business growth? First, be sure you're composing evergreen content, content that can be effectively shared and enjoyed time and time again, no matter the season. Next, leverage your social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and anywhere your prospective clients can be found. Third, consider using a third-party app like Planable, Buffer, Tailwind, or CoSchedule so your social media posts can be scheduled and distributed among your social media platforms automatically. Adding a blog to your website can be a game-changing decision for your business. Not only does blogging allow you to showcase your expertise and bring more traffic to your website, but it also helps you to connect with your audience on a deeper, more meaningful level. If you've been on the fence about whether or not blogging is worthwhile for your small business, I encourage you to take the leap. The benefits far outweigh the effort, and your business will thank you for it in the long run. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review the Brand It, Build It podcast on Apple Podcasts so Brand It, Build It can serve more small business owners. For more information about how brand and web design can equip your small business for success, please visit withgraceandgold.com.